If you're like me, you probably spend hours typing on your keyboard, working, reading, Googling. So take note, NPR's Martin Kosty reports that a tiny company is making what some fans call the one true keyboard.
If you're 30-something and slightly geeky, this might be music to your ears. That's the IBM Model M, a tank of a keyboard whose distinctive racket once reverberated through the offices and computer labs of the land. This one belongs to Cheryl Lowry, a technical writer at Microsoft.
People tend to stop in the hall and look in and say, wow, that's an old school keyboard because it's fast and it's clattery, and people haven't heard that in 15 years.
IBM stopped making these in the early 90s. Since then, connoisseurs have come to the conclusion that the Model M was the best keyboard ever, certainly better than the mushy cheapness that's standard issue today. The M was the last computer keyboard that still tried to feel like a typewriter. In this case, the old IBM Selectric.
I think this is it. Model M is the end of the line.
The end of the line? Not quite yet. They're still cranking out new Model M's here in Lexington, Kentucky. Not at the former IBM plant, which once upon a time produced millions of keyboards a year. That kind of manufacturing's long gone to China. This operation is a little more modest.
This building started as a furniture factory back in the 40s.
Neil Myskins is an electrical engineer who used to work at that IBM plant. He founded Unicomp in the mid-90s to try to keep making the Model M's, using IBM's old molds and tools. It really is the exact same keyboard, except for updated electronics and a USB plug. And most important, Myskins still puts a spring under each key.
We manually insert the magic, if you will, and that is a what we call a pivot plate assembly.
The magic.
Well, this is the buckling spring.
The buckling spring. Most keyboards today use rubber domes, little mushy blisters under all the keys. They're quiet, cheap, and good enough, but there's not much for your finger to feel on its way down. But with buckling springs, the feel is everything.
So you hear the clicking in it?
Yep.
That means it's good. If you don't hear it clicking in, it's not really good.
Got it.
Bonnie Collins checks the new keyboards, making sure every key produces that distinctive metallic ping.
You don't like that one? Uh-oh. The end key is no good there, huh?
No, so I take it on, put the button back on. It's a lot better now. You hear the clicking in it when you push down, you hear it clicking.
I do.
When Collins is finished with the keyboards, it's time for the pneumatic fingers. That's the robotic supertypist that rechecks the key's response times to within a fraction of a second. This is what American computers used to be. Machines with springs and switches that had to be assembled just so and were built to last. That old school industry is still alive in this converted furniture factory, and it has the appreciation of certain aging nerds. But those guys just don't make Unicomp enough money. The trouble with Model M's is they rarely break down, and Neil Myskins says he's having a hard time getting the attention of potential new buyers.
The Office Depots of the world, the Best Buys of the world, won't stock our product because our product's a $69 product.
Price is everything in consumer electronics, and there's no way Myskins is ever going to undercut his Asian competitors.
We put $2 worth of medical insurance into every keyboard we sell. Now, I can tell you, I can buy keyboards from the Far East vendors today for $3.
So, like other American manufacturers, Unicomp has retreated to niche markets. It makes customized keyboards for banks, hospitals, even tire shops. But in the last few months, those big customers have stopped buying.
It's bad. We sell into banks. We sell into large retail.
Just the industries that are taking the biggest hit in this recession. Since the start of the year, Myskins has laid off a third of his workforce, and things look grim. Still, he's got the pocket protector optimism of an old-school IBMer. He says he wants to engineer his way out of this by selling more customized keyboards to individuals, say the gamers who want their flamethrower keys positioned just so. And Myskins is even reconsidering some old designs for what he calls silent buckling springs. Though really, it's hard to see the point of that. I mean, listen. Isn't that what a keyboard is supposed to sound like? I'm Martin Kosty, NPR News.
And you can peer inside those keyboards and learn what makes them click at npr.org.